Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
There's an amazing story about a Pulse survivor who is free in Jesus. He came face to face with this murderous killer in the Pulse nightclub. He began to drown his sorrows afterwards as well. But then he ultimately met Jesus and is now free in Jesus. We're going to be talking about Luis Ruiz on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Matt Barber, the founder of barbedwire.com, and Holly Mead, the director of communications for Liberty Counsel. Well, there's a couple of things that are amazing with this story. It's number one, that Luis survived. Mm. And number two, that he has a brand new life. He's a new creation in Jesus Christ. This is Luis Ruiz. And he is giving credit to Jesus for setting him free from his past, including homosexuality. He actually shared his testimony at the Freedom March in Washington, D.C. on May 5, 2018. He describes the night at the Pulse nightclub, Matt. Mm-hmm. And it was the last call for alcohol that went out when Ruiz and his friends heard someone screaming to get out of the club. He explained that right away, the shooter was in front of him. He said, quote, "My friend literally grabbed me and pushed me out the door. And that's when I was able to run out," close quote. However, a locked gate still trapped the group from getting next to the building. They kept hearing screams and shouts getting closer. Ruiz and another person started kicking down a locked gate. He says, quote, "Our adrenaline was pumping," close quote. He recalls that his foot being caught in the gate and being trampled by people running out through the hole that they had opened. Because of their efforts, others were able to get to safety in pain and unable to walk. He was taken to the hospital. He said his friend who pushed him out the door was still in the club. He was there with his partner. And once rescued, they both died in the hospital. Mm-hmm. Luis Ruiz lived. But things got even worse after that, Holly. He continued to, obviously he survived from his injury. His friends died that he was with that night. And his life continued to spiral downward.
But you know, he grew up in the church. He was a pastor's kid, he said. And he said, "I should have been number 50, but now I have the chance to live in relationship and not religion. Not just loving Christ, but being in love with Christ and sharing his love. I know who I am, and I'm not defined by who the enemy says I used to be, but who Jesus Christ says I am." So this event truly led him back to the truth that he heard as a young boy, mm-hmm. and he embraced that relationship with Jesus Christ.
He understood that life on this earth is fleeting. It's right. Short. We're dust here on this earth. You know, here in this life, we have an opportunity to have eternal life in Christ Jesus. This is such a powerful testimony. He said he heard God, you know, felt God tugging at his heart, saying, and these are his words, "Hey, I'm giving you another chance."
Right.
And so he said, little by little, it was a process. I would leave church and go to the club. But in that time, Jesus was taking those things away without any effort from me. And that is how powerful Christ is. You can lift up. He talks about being engaged in sexual perversion and alcoholism, and how you, even under, you know, the power of the flesh, people struggle, may not be able to become free from the sin of homosexuality, but he was, not through his own efforts, but through the power of Christ.
Right. And the breaking point was when he found out he was HIV positive. And so he realized the choices he was making was not going down the right road. And God just really, you know, showed him that he wanted a relationship with him.
Yeah, he said, that hit me hard when he mm-hmm. found out that he was HIV positive. He was trying to drown the memories with alcohol. He described this point of his life as really messy. Then he found out he was HIV positive. He says, quote, "I realized I was making a lot of bad choices. I was burned out and lying flat on the floor. I needed my life to change," he said. Even though he knew that there was medication for HIV, that was the point he decided to turn to Christ and ask him for help to make his lifestyle changes. Little by little, he said, it was a process. "I would leave church and go to the club. But in that time, Jesus was taking those things away without any effort from me. The 34-year-old grew up as a preacher's kid. Holly, as you mentioned, he said that he had the word inside me since he was a little babe. But there was a big gap between those struggling with homosexuality in the church. When he came out of the closet, he said it was hard. The church was not equipped to handle it. So he left and joined the military. He said, I believe the time is now to bridge the gap that was broken between the church and the LGBTQ community without compromising the truth of Scripture. They can come as they are and allow the Holy Spirit to take care of that. So he knows from experience what it is to walk away. He knows from experience what it is to be to the point where his life was just a mess. He's still obviously HIV positive, but his life has been radically changed through right. Jesus Christ. He lives right here in the Central Florida area. You know, he is a living testimony, Matt, to the fact that there's hope for change.
Yeah, there is. And the sad part of this is, you know, Christ tells us that they're going to hate us because they first hated him. The proof of his life, that there is freedom from all form of sexual perversion, you know, there are heterosexual perversions, homosexual perversions, cross-dressing, you know, issues and gender dysphoria and so forth. But the fact that Christ can provide freedom from that, now he represents, unfortunately, a clear and present danger to radical homosexual and LGBT activists. And so he will be victimized and already is being. There have been some nasty articles written by him by leftists. He will be victimized again. You know, misery loves company, as they say.
Yeah, he said that he should have been, as you mentioned, Holly, a number 50. But now I have right. the chance to live in relationship and not religion, not just loving Christ, but being in love with Christ and sharing his love. I know who I am, and I am not defined by who the enemy says I used to be, but who Christ Jesus says I am. I mean, this is amazing testimony, right. this young man. And you're right. When we announced the story, and of course he came out and was interviewed in the media about this story, there are bloggers that are, you know, in these situations, I feel sorry for them.
Mm-hmm.
And other writers, well, they get angry over this. They get angry over a man who ultimately found hope and change in Jesus Christ and a personal relationship with his Lord and Savior. They get angry over that because they don't like the fact that there's even possibility for change.
Right.
And yet here we're rejoicing in this young man. He's rejoicing in a new life, and we ought to rejoice with him. But he's a living example of how Jesus changes people.
Absolutely.
There is hope in Jesus Christ.
You know, I mean, life is all about choices and the choices we make. We're not born into an LGBT lifestyle, but Jesus Christ can change all of our sin, can take all of our sin and throw it away and make us new creations. You know, he talks about that in a word. We are a new creation. And that's what he did in Luis's life. And, you know, we all know many people that were formerly in an LGBT lifestyle and are now walking with him. They've made that choice and embraced a relationship with him and walk in freedom now.
Yeah, and 2 Corinthians 3, verse 17, which is our scriptural motto, has been from the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Amen.
And also, you know, you move over to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, and in 2 Corinthians 5, you have something very similar, that in Jesus Christ, there's this ministry of reconciliation, and we are often in hostile relationship with our Creator through sin. And through Jesus Christ, all things become new. Therefore, in chapter 5, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come.
Right. We no longer live under the fall, but we are new creations.
And he can change anyone. There's hope and change for anyone, no matter where you have a drop to, wherever your circumstances, no matter whether you think it's impossible. You know, with God, all things are possible. Jesus came to live, to die, to be raised again on our behalf to pay the penalty of our sins. And that message of Billy Graham, who preached for so many years, is that straightforward gospel message. God loves you, and he's offering forgiveness and grace to you and in personal relationship with him. This is a great story of Luis Ruiz, one of the survivors of Pulse who now has freedom in Jesus Christ. For more information, visit Liberty Counsel's website. Stand with us as we continue to stand for faith and freedom. LC.org. That's LC.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Get informed and get involved today. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org. You can also call us at 407-875-1776. Again, that phone number, 407-875-1776. Become an active partner of Liberty Counsel and make a difference in your community and across the nation. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. Call us at 407-875-1776. The website again, lc.org.